More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And I know you've heard me say this before, but everyone is not your customer. Let me say that again. Everyone is not your customer. And the sooner you get your head around that and start working on your niche, the better. But what is a niche? How do you find it? How do you target it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And to help me have that conversation, Carolyn Patrick is joining me, and she is an experienced consultant and non-executive director with extensive experience and expertise in customer, brand, and marketing. She has a diverse industry experience, having worked at senior levels in banking, wealth management, insurance, retail, and government. Carolyn, thank you for joining us all the way from Australia.
Oh, thank you, Lorraine. It's great to be here.
It is so nice to have a conversation about one of my favorite topics, which is niche marketing. So let's start with that. Why do you think it's important for businesses to identify their niche?
Well, look, I think I'll start with a bit of a story about my experience. And when I left banking, I started working for smaller organizations that targeted very specific niche markets. And for example, that could have been the police or the emergency services. And what I learned through that experience was it's really important to be able to understand your audience and really be able to connect with them. And if you can do that, you can tailor your messaging, you can really get into the heads of your customers, and you can really develop products and services that are very meaningful for them. And what that means is that you can then have a really high retention rate. And I learned this, through working with the police and the emergency services. And so when I set up my own business, I found it really interesting that I had to apply all my marketing discipline that I'd learned over my career to myself in setting up as a sole trader and a consultant. And so when I did that, I thought very carefully about my experience and my expertise, and then how I could go about serving a niche market so that I could really connect into my own client base and my own audience. And so that for me was understanding that the level at which I operate now is in that non-executive director space. So working with boards of directors, CEOs, and C-suite teams at that strategic level, which allows me to differentiate myself as a consultant.
Absolutely. I had a similar experience to yours because when I came out of corporate, my core expertise, I had spent 11 years in the heating and air conditioning business. And yes, marketing applies across the board. But once I got comfortable with the fact that I was good in home services, I understood those customers. And once I could wrap my head around it, I actually was more successful. But in particularly for startups, there is a fear that, oh my God, if I pick a niche, does that mean I can't do business with anybody else? How do you balance that?
Well, I think it's just really important to understand that in anything you do, if you try and cater to everybody, you end up serving no one. And that's it's really interesting, I think, to look at the businesses that are around you in your community. I live near a tourist town. It's a German village, a very old German village here in the Adelaide Hills where I live. And, you know, before COVID and during COVID and after COVID, you saw businesses come and go, cafes, shops, restaurants, gift shops, that type of thing. And yet there are two businesses in that town that have survived and continued to thrive for decades. One of them is a knife shop and the other one is a medieval heraldry shop. And so you wouldn't think necessarily that they'd be the type of stores that would survive. But in fact, because they cater to a very specific group of people, they're known for their expertise and their speciality. Mm-hmm. And they would have enormous amounts of repeat business. And they'd be very, very good at what they do. And I think that's a really important point to understand, is that if you're serving a niche, you can really build your expertise and your profile in that niche which means that you can really engender that repeat business, that people come back to you because they know that you're really, really good at what you do.
That is so true, because you develop that expertise. The more you work with that specific group, the more you come to understand their problems. And it's not just advertising copy, is it? You can get better at your processes and start changing how you operate to serve that market.
Mm. Well, if I go back to that example of when I worked with the policing community, we were a private health insurance fund. And so if we were a generic private health insurance fund, we would have been just applying our products and services to the whole community. But because it was police, we really had to dial up some of those products and services around mental health and podiatry and those sorts of things, because they're very specific needs for the policing community, particularly because they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. They're on their feet a lot. They're carrying very, very heavy belts around their waist. Mm-hmm. And so some of that more chiropractic and other types of support that we offered them, it was important to be able to dial that up considerably compared to other private health insurance funds. But I think for me, what's really interesting around that is, and what I've found as a consultant, is really it allows me to focus my marketing efforts mm-hmm. on where I need to put myself to connect with my audience. And mm-hmm. so for me, it drives the type of environments and the groups that I spend time networking in. So I don't spend time networking in groups where there are no non-executive directors, CEOs, or C-suite people. So for me, it really allows me to target my own marketing and focus my own efforts and not dilute the money that I'm spending effectively on my own marketing efforts.
Absolutely. But I want to go back to an early stage business for a moment, and let's look at the world through their eyes. I was lucky because when I first came out of corporate and I was starting my agency, I had a built-in niche because I had this expertise. Mm-hmm. But what if you really don't have a specific niche right off the bat that you're like, well, obviously I should work with this group. I mean, I could work with anybody. How do you go about figuring out where to start and how to start fine-tuning that niche?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lorraine. And I really think that that's for small business owners, it's not about just picking one and then tailoring your message or your products and services to that. You have to figure out what you're really, really good at. And everybody can lean into their strengths. So if you've come out of corporate, you might have a really good understanding of how larger businesses work and be able to navigate the politics more effectively. Mm-hmm. But if you're manufacturing a product, for example, you know, what experience do you have? In what areas and sectors and industries have you worked? What can you do that can leverage your own expertise and your own strengths? Because that's the platform and the foundation that will give you really the strongest value proposition.
So leaning into what you do well and then finding people who really need that. The one caveat, I think, is that sometimes, and I find this particularly with engineers, they do something well or they have a widget and they can't see past the features to mm-hmm. figure out why anybody would care. Mm-hmm. And it's like trying to sell broccoli to a kid. It's good for them, but they don't want it. Yeah. How do you kind of balance that with, I'm good at this, but does anybody want it?
Well, I think anybody that's been trained in marketing will remember that very basic 101 tenet of marketing is that nobody buys a drill. It's actually the hole that they want to drill. And so I think it's really important for the example that you've just given is it's to think about what it is that your product is going to be used for. So what is the customer success angle to that? What job is it that they need to get done with your product? And once you figure that out, you've got your product and service really clear in your mind. It's not about building for yourself. It's about building for the person that's going to use it. What are they going to use it for? What is it that they need to get done? And how will they be successful? Because it's got to be able to, any product or service has got to be able to transform somebody from this to this. So if it's a weight loss program, it's all about the transformation of the person losing weight. Or if it's about going to the gym, it's about the person potentially feeling healthier and getting stronger. So it's all about what transformation allows the customer to be successful at the end of the day. And once you've figured that out, I think you've figured out exactly what it is your product and service is tailored for and the person that it's going to serve the best.
Awesome. That is great advice. Carolyn, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you, Lorraine. It's been so much fun to talk to you.
I've loved it. And I'm going to encourage anyone, if you guys are listening and you are curious about how all this works, if you would like to get a little clarity around your niche market, Carolyn has made a wonderful offer for guests of MTFW. She's offering a free 30-minute clarity call, and there will be a link in the show notes where you can learn more about that on her website, snapconsulting.com.au. Carolyn, thanks again.
Thanks, Lorraine.
And if you've enjoyed this conversation, if you'd like to find other resources for your business, be sure to check out our toolbox. Look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.